Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show, but first, let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport, where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Yeah, hell yeah. Good morning. Welcome to your K-Rock. It's just after 10 o'clock. Originally, we called these summer hours. How ironic that here we are a year later, still doing these summer hours. Thanks for hanging out a little longer.
I think you feel different in summer, though.
It does feel better. Klein here, Allie there.
Hi.
That is Jake the Nerd, DJ Omar Khan. You got Vanessa, Postmaster Johnny. He'll be in the studio a little bit later this hour for some Johnny Doesn't Know. Lightning Round Edition, your chance to win your way into Evanescence on Saturday at the Kia Forum. If you're waiting to win some tickets for that show, don't worry, we got them for you every day this week. And more Disneyland tickets coming up later today as well. Noon, 3, and 6. And then we'll have another 4-pack for you tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. sharp. If you are just joining us or back from whatever vacation you took off, if you took some time, hopefully you still have all your fingers and all your eyeballs. I know that there were... I had such a fail. I know it feels like 4th of July was forever ago, but it's our first show back since then. And I have a view from my house. I thought I had a view of Universal Studios, their fireworks show that they put on. And apparently, since I last checked, which was 2 years ago, because I wasn't in town last year on the 4th, a giant tree has grown.
So
I told my kids, don't worry, we've got the best view going. We can watch the Universal fireworks show from our house. And as we sat up there, we started to hear the fireworks and saw nothing because a giant tree over the
what
past
do you mean
two-
up there? Do you sit on the roof or something?
Yeah.
Very, very
not safe.
Yeah, that doesn't sound safe at all.
But it was, yeah, I said, what the hell? It's 4th of July.
Yeah.
It's a whole day of being unsafe. So we go on the roof and all we see is, we hear fireworks and see nothing. So in the middle of the fireworks show,
after
my kid is screaming, going, this sucks, the worst 4th of July ever, we get in the car and drive towards, hoping to get a better vantage spot. And luckily, sat outside of a Michael's craft store and looked up at the sky and you could see
the most
some
LA 4th of
see,
July ever.
See some fireworks.
Watching Universal Studios fireworks from a Michael's parking lot.
And I said,
lot.
America, baby. This is America. So finally
what a beautiful,
made.
What
but,
a beautiful
hope, but hopefully all your fingers and eyeballs are intact.
Don't
as we're back at it again.
Spend your 4th of July when you go to bed going, was that worth staying up for?
Yeah, every time, no. And I'll tell you what, I was very anti these drone shows in the sense I thought I was like, come on, blow some stuff up. This is a little too safe. Now that I've started to look at some of the footage, I feel like I could find myself getting in on the drone thing. Although I think the best shows, the future will be the hybrid where some stuff blows up and some stuff is drone.
Oh, and then the drones can blow up.
And then the drones blow up. That's
going to
be
cool.
The future.
I do feel also like fireworks shows are getting shorter. We stayed up, and the fireworks show we watched was 12 minutes long.
That, you don't think that's enough time?
12 minutes is nothing. You got to have, like, at least...
I was in Nashville. They went for, like, 45 minutes.
Yes.
12 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
You're waiting.
Crazy.
You're all sitting there waiting for hours, and then 12 minutes?
The finale alone was 10 minutes.
But I will get, and I know there's a lot of, quote, professional firework people that put these shows together and they spend all year doing it. But shout out to the amateurs, because whenever I get the overhead shot of just Los Angeles and it's really
just
a bunch of different people doing whatever they're doing in their backyard, it's such a beautiful thing. And I know 99% of it is illegal and dangerous.
And soon the city will be on fire.
But it makes me proud in that fleeting, because usually when we get the overhead shots, it's look at what a bunch of suckers leaving, you know, leaving a Dodgers game, sitting in bumper-to-bumper traffic. And it's just, how many shots have we all seen of just nonstop red lights? And everyone's just going, oh, terrible traffic again. But watching everything blowing up at the same time
Let's
over the city.
Let's blow some stuff up while we
it's
wait.
It's a beautiful thing. So anyway, nice to be back together again. Make it worth your while this hour with tickets. Once again, Evanescence if you win and Moana if you lose. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. turns out that when you have good intentions, things don't necessarily go well. We've said this over and over again. We try to be good people. I think we've all given many examples of times when we've tried to be good people. The time I saved that dog, tried to save that dog. It was an art installation of a dog. It was not a real dog, but I did attempt to save it. And there's other times
What was your attempt? You just drove by it?
Well, there's the time we could talk about the time I saved.
That's not a real dog.
There's the time I made a U-turn, and then I yelled at the thing, and then I literally got out of my car before I realized it was a statue of effing dog. It's almost just cursed. But I did save a real dog on the way to work. Allie tried to do something good, tried to be a good Samaritan.
I'm not doing nice things anymore.
And she's now done with doing nice things. This is the problem with the world, is that we're not nice anymore. No one's nice to anyone anymore. That's what's kind of nice about this World Cup thing, is it feels like people... We're kind of being nice to each other.
You saw other countries all coming together to celebrate one thing or to have pride for their countries and coexist.
But
I know you guys always make fun of me that I don't let people over on the freeway. And I usually, if I do let somebody over, I regret it because they're probably on their phone. They don't even realize their blinker's on. They don't know how to get over properly. And it's usually something I regret doing. In this case, we had just flown in. And our flight landed, and we had gone to the rental car place. We were renting a car for the week. Been a long flight, long day. It was one of those situations where we were sitting on the tarmac for 45 minutes because our plane was too early, and they didn't have any space for us at the gate.
Your captain speaking. Good news, bad news. We made it here like an hour early, but nowhere to park this thing, so just get comfortable and keep your seatbelts on.
You're still waiting for this other plane to push back, and looks like the catering truck just showed up. It's probably going to be another 10 to 15 minutes. It was that for an hour.
Right.
So finally get in, get our bags, get over to the car rental place. You feel like you're in the home stretch, right? I go there, and usually it can be kind of a madhouse. I was hearing some horror stories about how there weren't enough cars and things like that. I get there, and of course, I've chosen one of the cheapest options.
Okay? Shocker.
Not let's an all, enterprise woman.
Let's all act shocked that Allie picked the place that no one's ever heard of.
I made a left over to the budget area.
Right, and then you got a shuttle to go to another area with another shuttle to get to another area.
It is funny because some of those places are like, for the red carpet treatment, go this way.
Right.
But for regular people, you have to go this way. So I went to all the regular people lines, and she goes, okay, yep, we got your reservation, and we have your car ready. So you're car is parked in stall C7. Go right over to your car and have a wonderful day.
Keys in the car?
Keys are in the car. They hand me my little pamphlet with my license plate written on it and everything. I take my little pamphlet. I start making my way down there. I see the car. It's clean. It's ready to go. I walk up to it. I open the door and I start putting my bags in. At which point I hear, excuse me, ma'am. Excuse me. And that's never good. I'm already in a bad mood when I'm being called ma'am. I'm already being ma'am. I look and I see a man walking up to my car and he goes, this is my car. And I go, no, this is my car. And he goes, this is the car that I was assigned. I'm like, well, this is the car that I was assigned. And he shows me his little pamphlet that says stall C7. I show him my little pamphlet that says stall C7. And we are both being assigned the exact same car. We are with two different rental car places, both being assigned the exact same vehicle.
This is called a meet cute.
And then we fell in love. But at first I hated him. No, he was there with his wife and a baby. They had a stroller. They had a ton of bags.
Also probably just got off a long-ass flight.
Long flight. So we agreed to go to the podium and bring both of our little pamphlets there and say, hey, what do we do? So we go up. And we both show our pamphlets.
How frustrating is that? You finally
you have to make the walk of shame.
It's the
back.
Last step. You finally get to the vacation does not start. It still has not started yet.
Until you're driving the car over those little spike strips.
Once you go over the spike strips and you have that moment, where even though you know you're going the right direction, you go, could go pop, 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 pop.
The fun can begin.
And then you go, through the spike strips. Now the fun can start.
So we go up to the podium and we say, hey, we both got assigned the same car. And she goes, well, which one of you got there first?
Oh, it's a great, great solution.
I wanted to say, well, technically I did.
Well, you did. Sounds like you did, by the way. You told the story.
And I said, you know, it was about the same time.
Why would you say that? You got there first.
Because I got there like 10 seconds before him.
That's first.
We both kind of went.
Who wins a gold medal at the Olympics? The person that got there 10 seconds before the person that
finished?
Arms
in the air, shrug. It was about the same time. She goes, okay, well, then which one of you wants the car? And I go, and he didn't say anything. And I didn't say anything. And then I look at him and I go, you know, this guy has a baby.
You have a baby. You have a kid too.
As
and you're pregnant.
As far as he knows, I'm alone. I wasn't there with anybody. My kid and wife were somewhere else.
You're a baby and growing inside of you. That's the ultimate card. You
I
play
know.
That card.
And I looked at him and I said, you know what? Go ahead. You take it.
What
have a great time.
What is wrong with you?
I was trying to do something nice, and he was so appreciative.
Did you think that they were going to say, wow, because of your generosity, we are going to upgrade you to our best possible convertible or whatever they give out at the top of the line?
Our best possible Mustang convertible, which is what everyone else
Another PT Cruiser.
I'll tell you the number one sign of a tourist in Hawaii is a Mustang convertible.
Yep.
Everybody had one. So then I tell him, have a great... He says, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I said, no problem. Have a great vacation. So then I'm sitting at the counter, and she's typing. And then she just keeps typing.
The typing at the rental car place is of all the typing in the world...
It's the slowest typing,
it is
too.
It's the most aggressive, and there's no possible way that all
anything's being done.
Things are leading to anything.
So then she's talking to somebody on the walkie. There's somebody. Is there a car in this lot? Is there a car in this stall? Nope. Then she just stops talking and looking off into the distance. And I go, is there a problem? And she goes, oh, yeah, we don't have any more cars. It's like, well, wait a minute. So if I had known that there weren't any cars left, I would have made a very different decision just now.
Yeah.
And she goes, well, I'm sorry. You're going to have to wait until another one shows up. I said, well, how long is that going to be? And she said, an hour or more. An hour or more.
Yeah, more means
you can add
infinite.
The or more infinite amount of money. So then I had to do another walk of shame back up the elevator to meet my wife and kid going, where's the car? And he said, I gave it away.
And you actually were honest with them and said what happened. Said, I had a car, I got there first, and I still gave it to another person.
I said, I would have never given that guy my reservation if I knew there weren't any more cars left. And they were like, do you want a giant truck? And I was like, yeah, I do want a giant truck, actually. If that's ready now, I want the truck. My wife said, I'm not driving around Hawaii for a week in a giant truck that I can. I was like, hey, this is an upgrade. This is a better car. I was like, this is more space than that little convertible. She goes, no, I wanted the convertible.
Right.
So we had to sit there and wait in the little group area with all the other losers waiting for the car to finally come.
This is why you can't do nice things.
This is why I'm never doing anything nice again. Screw that guy and his dumb baby.
We take a quick break. We get back in a moment. If you'd like to join us for Johnny Doesn't Know, win your way into Evanescence this weekend, Saturday. You'll be at the Kia Forum, where they dominated that stage at K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas last year. You get a chance to see them again or for the first time this Saturday. If you'd like to play Johnny Doesn't Know, call now. But warning, if you lose, you will be given 2 tickets to go see Moana, the live-action Moana, which everyone says is terrible. And you'll have to see that.
And so, wish you were just watching the original version.
So it's a win, you're into the forum for Evanescence. Lose, you're forced to go to Moana. That'll be next. It's K-Rock, we are Clint Ellie's show. Postmaster Johnny's entered the studio now after a camp counseling, a trip to Santa Barbara to see Royal Otis. You saw them twice in 2 days, huh? You went to both shows?
Yeah, saw them at the Greek and then saw them in Santa Barbara the next day.
Saw you upgrading some people's seats all the way to the floor.
That was a nice surprise, too.
Bought a bunch of people in and out, and they said they had a great time. A lot of rave reviews for Postmaster Johnny as camp counseling. Meanwhile, on the GOAT line, not the same thing. Allie, sadly, there's people that do not feel the same about Johnny on the GOAT line as they did. Those that were on the trip with him said it was great. This guy had wanted to say this.
Yo, it's good. People are just checking out you guys' Instagram because, you know, we miss you guys. And I just noticed something that I always wondered. Why is Johnny always pinned on top of your Instagram feed, like if he's the star of the show? Mm. Somebody might need to, you know, take away his privileges of what he's got abilities to do because... One, he's not the star of the show, and two, I think we all know that and can agree on that.
Well, that wasn't 2 points. That was the same point he made twice. But okay, yes, Johnny is in the world of Johnny, Johnny's the star. Johnny is the star of the Johnny show. And also, he wanted to put the videos that were the best performing videos up on the Instagram. And because Johnny looks so much like Justin Bieber, a lot of people accidentally watch our videos thinking they're looking at Justin Bieber.
We don't have a lot of good eye candy on the show. You and I aren't necessarily going to be, we're not getting the clicks.
We got a radio to hide behind these microphones.
Yeah, that was before all the video stuff started.
Stupid video stuff. Then there's this guy.
Yo, what's up, guys? So I'm catching up on the podcast from yesterday, the second, and listening to this Johnny Doesn't Know segment. And I'm sorry, but as a somewhat longtime listener now, Johnny, there's no way somebody could actually be this dumb with all the questions, right? I mean...
Well, listen, that is the question. And once again, this is what blows my mind every time we do John Doesn't Know. There's some questions that I think are super easy he has a hard time with. Other ones are slightly more difficult. He answers them quickly. So there's no figuring out Johnny. I don't know any more about Johnny's knowledge and ability now than I did when we started doing this over a year ago.
He jumps all over the place. So where will he go today is the question.
Time for Johnny Doesn't Know. Here we go.
Johnny Doesn't Know.
And I was like, okay.
Oh, Johnny Doesn't Know.
I didn't know Vegas was like in Nevada for like a while.
Johnny Doesn't Know. Johnny Doesn't Know.
Gelato sounds like Jello.
Johnny Doesn't Know.
It like goes wiggles.
We head to Pasadena. We say good morning to Emmanuel. Welcome to Johnny Doesn't Know. Good morning. If you're right and you get this right, all you have to do is predict, will Johnny know or not know? It's one question only. And if you get it right, you're going to go see Evanescence on Saturday at the Kia Forum. If you get it wrong, though, you'll be forced to go to see Moana live action in theaters, a movie that is being panned by all parties involved. They're calling it a big, giant dud. So,
and it's just really a shot-for-shot money grab, and it's not even grabbing any money.
So here's the deal. You understand that if you are wrong, you will be going to see that movie today.
I completely understand.
Okay, yeah. And you must give a positive review and post it on all your socials. All right, let's get to it.
I understand the rules.
All right, Johnny, one question and one question only. We're going to go history now. Johnny's a bit of a history buff. I don't know if you knew that, Allie.
Here we go.
Did you know that?
Yeah. Interesting.
History. Interesting. Let's go.
According to Greek mythology.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
What was inside of the Trojan horse? The story of the Trojan horse. Will Johnny know what was inside of the Trojan horse? Yes or no, Emmanuel?
I think it's going to be a no.
I think it's going to be a no. All right. If you're right, you're going to go see Evanescence. If you're wrong, you're going to go see Moana. Johnny, according to Greek mythology, what was inside of the Trojan horse?
I know this because when I went to the movies this weekend, I saw that movie, The Odyssey, is coming out, and they had those popcorn buckets, and it was the horse. Okay,
was your answer popcorn?
Wow. Well, no, not popcorn. Hold on,
condoms.
No. I'm suffocating in delicious salty popcorn.
Yeah, people. They had soldiers in the horse, and they used it as a decoy. So when they brought it as a gift, presented it to the enemies, they brought it into their castle, and then at the middle of the night or sometime, all the soldiers jumped out of the horse's butt and they were just like, oh, let's kill them all. Those idiots.
Line for line. It's like I watched The Odyssey.
Emmanuel, I have terrible news for you.
Like
you
Christopher Nolan.
You will not be going to see Evanescence. You will be going to Moana.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, but it is what it is. Yeah.
It is what it is. Hold on.
The Trojan horse of the box office.
Yeah, really. Well, Johnny, I can't believe you now, had you not seen the trailer for that movie, would you have known that or no?
I didn't even see the trailer. I just saw the popcorn bucket at the AMC.
And that made you...
Yeah, and then my friend told me, she's like, hey, like, the Trojan soldiers used to come out of that, and they used to, like, surprise them.
Wow, so you just learned that this weekend.
Yes!
So if we had asked you this question last week, you wouldn't have had any idea.
Yeah, I probably would have said, like, horse poop or something like that.
Horse poop. That's what I was hoping for.
Something like that.
Well, good news for caller 20 right now. You're going to go see Evanescence this weekend at the Kia Forum. No games needed. Just be the 20th caller right now. 800-520-1067. And we'll make that happen for you. Learned a little bit today in this round of Johnny Doesn't Know. Or did we? Not exactly sure. Come back with takeaways and give these tickets next. All right, let's leave you with some positive news. Then we'll do some takeaways. Get the hell out of here. Sluggo's in. He's got more of those Disneyland tickets for you coming up in about an hour. Then again at 3 and 6. So be ready to call and claim them. We'll have them for you again tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. sharp. First, though, we say hi to Kim in Pico Rivera. Kim.
Hey, Jim.
Jim.
Great.
Let's go
three
with that.
Three letters and we couldn't get it.
I'm telling you guys, I know you think I can't read, but look at it, Allie. It says Kim. All right, anyway, Kim, Jim, whatever it is, you're going to go see Evanescence at the Kia Forum on Saturday, all right?
I feel like Kim would have enjoyed this more.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, great. These are going well.
This is awesome.
Well, it's first day back. Do takeaways and then get the hell out of here. Maybe we should take another week. Takeaways from today's show, and then we'll move on. And thank you for all the interaction. Once again, tomorrow, more Evanescence tickets, more tickets to Disneyland, and more other stuff we have in store for you. But first, from today's show, what will you bring with you into your lives?
503, my takeaway is always remember at the beach that sand is not your friend.
It's not your friend, guys.
310, my takeaway is I need to get me a crap card.
Yeah, you get to board the plane VVIP style.
818, Ginger Justin got a Conor McGregor dog.
It's the worst type of dog to get.
213, Bruiser is an artist.
Oh.
818, Mom Tender's name is actually pronounced Mama Nother. 909, Jake is theoretically fun.
Theoretically.
And 424, it's fun to be on the spectrum. Baines.
What's your takeaway from today's show, Vanessa?
Jake only travels by tube.
Yeah. By tube. It's his favorite mode of transport. Tube. Nice.
Tubes in the water, instant fun. Tubes out of the water.
Theoretical fun.
Instant. Just theoretical.
Johnny, got a takeaway from today's show?
Yeah, it's Charlie. God damn.
Charlie, god damn.
God damn, Charlie. God damn. Takeaway, Jake.
We need spinning coconut bras.
Yes, yeah. We do.
If you're going to put spinning coconut flaming bras all over your Luau website, you better deliver the spinning coconut flaming bras.
Yeah, don't make everyone all clothed.
That's crazy. What is your takeaway, Allie?
My takeaway is we should do Netflix, Notflix tomorrow.
Okay, that's right. Thank you for coming.
So is it Netflix or is it something that Klein's neck made up?
That's great. That'll be tomorrow on the show. A lot of wonderful comments. Omar, takeaway from today's show?
How do you pronounce?
Tom Sock? Tom Sock? Tom?
That's a good takeaway.
Tom.
Allie's offended lots of people in that. Concept.
I was going to say Tumsuck, which I thought was worse.
We will get out of here now. Leave you with a memorable jingle so you remember to listen to us again tomorrow. In the meantime, you can go to the Instagram, Klein Alley Show. Please give us your thoughts there. We put up all three options of the I've Never Had Intercourse with Jake shirts. Let us know which one you like the best. We're going to make a bunch of them and give them out at our next event, which hopefully we can announce sooner rather than later. And here's your jingle as we say goodbye for now. Goodbye.
Klein and Alley, it's just okay. Doo-doo-doo. Klein and Alley. It's just okay.
Oh.
Klein and Alley. It's just okay. Just okay.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.